here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's August the 15th, 2010. Sir Walter Scott, born Edinburgh, 1771, on this day, who gave us the phrase, blood is thicker than water, and oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. He was a poet who got into deep debt and had to publish a novel to get himself out of it. The novel was Waverley, 1814, a huge bestseller. It's the birthday of Benedict Keeley, born in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland, 1919. His best work, his short stories, many of which first appeared in The New Yorker, collected in several volumes, including A Cow in the House and A Ball of Malt and Madam Butterfly. 1969, on this day, Woodstock began on a 600-acre dairy farm in upstate Bethel, New York, advertised as an aquarian exposition, 3 days of peace and music. The town board of supervisors refused to grant the permit, but the organizers went ahead with it anyway. They thought 50,000 people would show up. Instead, there were 500,000. 32 acts played, including Jefferson Airplane and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Grateful Dead, Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, The Who, Janis Joplin, playing outdoors, sometimes in the rain. It's the birthday of Stieg Larsson, born in Skellefteå, Sweden, 1954, who died of a heart attack in 2004 at the age of 50, the year before his first book was actually published, so he never saw any of the massive royalties from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Who Played with Fire, or The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, the Millennium Trilogy, about a 20-something computer hacking young woman with tattoos and her detective sidekick, a financial journalist, books which have sold about 30 million copies around the world. Translated from the Swedish by Reg Keeland, which is actually the pseudonym of Stephen T. Murray of Berkeley, California. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which begins, it happened every year, was almost a ritual, and this was his 82nd birthday, when, as usual, the flower was delivered. He took off the wrapping paper and then picked up the telephone to call Detective Superintendent Morrell, who, when he retired, had moved to Lake Siljan in Dalarna. They were not only the same age, they had been born on the same day, which was something of an irony under the circumstances. The old policeman was sitting with his coffee, waiting, expecting the call. Stieg Larsson, the third of his trilogy, released in the United States just this past May. Here's a poem for today by Bill Holm entitled Last Meal. On death row, you celebrate your last night with your last dinner, your choice, your last craving, to make at least your stomach happy before it stops craving anything at all. Many choose simple food, a hamburger, mac and cheese, ice cream. What might it be for you, my friend? Duckling rouennaise, a roast of unborn lamb, washed down with Veuve Clicquot 59 and old Armagnac? And how do you know, my friend, that you are not eating your last meal at this very table now? Chew slowly. Make sure you take in all the body and the blood. Last Meal, a poem by Bill Holm, from his collection The Chain Letter of the Soul, New and Selected Poems, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.